To dress like a true Scotsman, you need a kilt, and Scotland Shop are your experts on hand to help. Let them give you a hand to choose your tartan and take your measurements and have an authentic and traditional kilt made in Scotland just for you. And guess what? You don't have to go to Scotland to do it. They'll do it all virtually for you.
That's right.
Plus, you get 15% off thanks to your coupon code OUTLANDERCAST. Just one word, OUTLANDERCAST, at checkout.
Well, I'm still just coming down from that really quite challenging experience.
You're buzzed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just very, very grateful to be alive. Yeah,
I'm grateful you're alive as well. Because to be honest, mate, you know, it's been amazing sharing all these experiences with you. We've seen a lot of Scotland, and it really is just remarkable.
We froze in those pools at Scligaca.
While we were eaten alive by midges.
Yeah, the combined midge freezing cold water, yeah. But it was very beautiful.
So come to Scotland, it's beautiful.
It is. No, it is. And look, yeah. Look at that.
This is a great place to share a drink.
You brought a flask?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Well, I only brought one because I thought you wouldn't survive, so I thought I was just going to have this on my own, but cheers to you surviving.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad I shared it with you, truly.
Yeah, just leave me some, will you? Cheers.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the shows Outlander and Men in Kilts on Stars. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and you would not catch me dead, on that kilt rock, doing whatever the heck they would, rappelling, walking backwards. I don't even know. I'd be sweating bullets. I would have died instantly.
You would have stopped, still on solid ground of the grass.
I'd still be standing upright and be like, yeah, you know what? Nope. Not happening. I'd probably look at the ropes and be like, yeah, no. No, not doing it. I don't care.
You wouldn't walk close. Oh my gosh, when Sam shook Graham, a mere feet away from the edge,
we felt it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Blake peed himself in fear for Graham at that very moment. Well, before we get into this episode where we get to travel all different places in Scotland, we would love to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast. If you're watching this here live, yes, this is actually a podcast that you can get in podcatcher of choice. You just search Outlander Cast and you'll see it right there. Hit that subscribe button. Those of you who have access to Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, if you actually leave us a rating and review, that's one of the nicest things you can do for us. It really is. It's internet way of hugging and saying that you care. Leaving a 5-star review and a written thing, it's great. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Actually, just search us by Mary and Blake. We know a lot of people find us through Outlander Cast in particular, but we actually have a whole brand of other podcasts and topics that we talk about in addition to Outlander Men in Kilts. Just head to maryandblake.com. And if this does bring you joy, if this is bringing you some levity and you're like, I like these people, you can actually support us by going to jointhenerdclan.com. Some people who are joining live on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, if one of you wouldn't mind writing that, jointhenerdclan.com, I would really appreciate it. This is a way that you can support us. We're just an independently run podcast. We don't have crazy, networks of sponsors or anything like that. And Blake and I were just talking earlier in our episode today about how if you support mom and pop shops, coffee shops, restaurants,
the local deli,
that's what we're like. We're a mom and pop podcast shop, so for as little as $2 a month you can really make a huge difference for us, as this is one of the main ways that we take care of our family.
We were saying on the podcast for Clanlands earlier today, you want some bologna? I got some bologna for you. How about some pastrami? I got the pastrami. We're ready to go.
jointhenerdclan.com. All right, let's get into the show. All right, Blake. So, this episode, what was its title?
This one was Scotland by Land, Air, and Sea. And it was one that, you know, actually did showcase all of it, all of the land, air, and sea. And I was, you know, the funny thing is, Mary, as you know, and our listeners don't know yet, but you know, we got a brand new TV for our home theater. And it is 75 inches of
4K just magic.
Just greatness.
That's what she said.
And it was just amazing. And it's just 4K beauty, and I had it all tuned and perfect and was just gorgeous. And I wonder if the gods made it so that we could watch this episode as like the first thing we kind of really watched together. On the brand new TV and the brand new setup. And yep. It was just gorgeous. Like, what an episode to watch with this brand new TV.
You know, I was joking. Blake's been wanting a new TV for years, years and years and years. And there's nothing been wrong with our current televisions. It's not like one broke and we needed to get a new one. So that's what I just kept telling him. Like, there's no need for it. We're fine. We're fine. So, but that's all he's asked for. I mean, he never asks for anything at Christmas, birthdays, anything like that. And I've gotten him like nerdy socks and I've gotten him like nerdy t-shirts and stuff because I have no idea what to get him. Oh, nerdy underwear. Okay, we get it all. But really, this is what he's wanted all these years. So eventually, as I came around to it and as, you know, finances and time allowed or whatever, I said, you know what, Blake, you've asked for this for half of a decade. You know, we've had this current TV for a decade and it just isn't fitting the bill. And what we do is watch a lot of TV and movies. Right. And we podcast about it. So if this is really what you want,
it's a business expense.
If this is really what you want, okay, I appreciate it. And I'm not like a techie person in this regard, but I got to tell you guys, watching Men in Kilts on this TV, it's like I saw blades of grass. It's like, yeah, I saw every single little ripple in Loch Ness. So as Blake said, it was the perfect episode for us to watch on a different television experience, as I felt like I was in an IMAX theater.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
So good. Like, you can't even look at like all of the screen altogether. You have to look at pieces of the screen to like put it all together.
But I sat there and we said multiple times how beautiful Scotland is. And we already all know this, right? Everyone watching pretty much is an Outlander fan. We already fell in love with Scotland. We here on Outlander Cast talk about how Scotland is another character in the show itself. It's just so stunning and so beautiful.
Yep.
So we already all have an appreciation. We've been watching this show now with Sam and Graham to love the country even more, but this episode really was about its physical beauty. Yep. And it was really great. So I hope that you too were able to watch it on a beautiful television.
All right, Marvin, what do you got for your kilt rating on Men in Kilts by Scotland by Land, Air, and Sea?
A 4.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's, I really liked this episode.
That's pretty good for you.
That is a good one for me.
You know, I had a low rating put in here. But, you know, my bride, as she is wont to do, talks me out of everything because she can. She's one of the only two people on this planet who can talk me out of anything. So, you know, I'm going to go with a 4.4 on this one. I originally had a 4.2. You know, the issue that I had was that I wonder if this episode just didn't know what it wanted to be. This feels to me like it's the second episode in a row that it just doesn't know what it wants to be. It has this moniker of, okay, land, air, and sea, whatever it is, but you know, it was all over the place.
It was everywhere. So we'll go into our GBGs, and for our friends joining us live, we want to know your kilt rating on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best, and then of course your GBGs for this episode, the good, the bad, the great. Put them in the comments below. We want to see those comments lighten up for our live friends. My good was the midges got me in stitches from laughing. Okay? I just can't. I can't get over, like, not only does Sam have this reaction to the midges, but you can actually see them. I mean, maybe we could see them because of your special new TV, Blake. But, like, the midges love Sam, and they just do stay away from Graham. And you just could see them the entire time. And I love it because I've said this before on this podcast. I know some friends that when we go out, the little gnat bugs just love them and they don't hang out near Blake or near me. You know, they just like choose their person, and these bugs love Sam. And I just kept laughing. And then, of course, Graham has that comment where he's like, oh no, there's one on your balls. And sure enough, Sam Wax.
That was a legitimate thing, too. Like, yeah. He didn't fake that. He did it.
I know. It made me laugh a lot. My bad is that this episode once again, felt way too short. And there have been times where I'm like, nope, I'm satiated. This is great. I just felt like we were going from place to place that I didn't learn much because it was like, okay, we're on Loch Ness with Gary. Now we're somewhere else. And I was like, I want more time with Gary. I want to learn more about this. And I think part of the reason why I have an issue is because of this dang book, Clanlands, by Sam and Graham. Because I know how much more time they spent. And this is the deal. Like, this is a brand new show, right? It was just something that they kind of threw out there and Starz was like, okay, sure. We'll give you a half hour here or there on Sunday nights. Whatever, guys. And they filmed all this stuff. And we know that they spent so much more time and so much more was given to this. But they had to make it all into one show. And we felt this way with a lot of other episodes where we were like, that really was cut short. Or that was like one little snippet of things. And this episode, you can tell they wanted it, you know, through these different ways of traveling. But in particular, I felt so rushed in this episode. And I felt like I wasn't satiated throughout all these different things. So it's just more reason that we need Men in Kilts season 2.
Yep, absolutely.
And then my great... was watching Sam swim, and it's not for the reasons that y'all with dirty minds
okay.
It was how cold this water was, how both Sam and Graham were like, oh my god, freaking out, and then Sam just owned it and he looked like a dog swimming in the ocean for the first time. Like, just, you need to go back if you haven't already watched it, rewatched it a few times. The sheer smile that is plastered on his face as he's like jumping off the rock and just like splashing around when really this water is frigid.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that he'd be like, okay, I did my dive. We did our little splash and I'm done. He was loving it up. He is such a little boy at heart.
He really is. You can see Graham going, yep, okay, I did it. Good, thanks. You got it on film? Good. All right,
yep.
I'm out.
Yep.
Where's my latte?
Yeah, serious. Yes. And then there's Sam. I'm like, yay, I'm in a fairy pool. So that was my great. How about you, Blake?
Okay, my good for this episode. The first one is all of the Scotland porn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was just so much Scotland porn in this episode that it was all of the people who just love Scotland should just watch this episode. Maybe it was because of the brand new TV. I don't know, but... it looked gorgeous. It looked like I could go there and be totally happy. And as we've discussed on this podcast many a times, my expectation of Scotland is that it should be like, if I go there, it's going to be 1743.
I know.
Like, that's my expectation.
It's not, though, Blake.
But it's not. I know. Okay. I know in reality that it's just...
It's like when people come to Rhode Island and they realize it's not an island.
Yeah, it's actually like a real state.
Just a connected piece of land.
With real roads and everything.
Yeah.
But this feels like it is a nice medium for me, like a nice median, rather, where it would blend my expectation of 1743 Scotland to real world Scotland.
Okay.
And I really quite liked that. It was the scenery and the lochs and the mountains and everything, the sea, all of it. It was just beautiful. The bad for me, I have a tie. The first one is that this episode, like I said, it just
I hate
didn't...
when you have bad ties because it really negates the good sandwich. Like, I'm trying to have an optimistic sandwich of a good, bad, great.
No, it doesn't negate it. It just...
You like make it like a double whopper. What are those things called?
Oh, wait, what was it again?
A double whopper? I don't know. Like, what is it
from
when they
Boston?
Have...
That's our new drop.
What's that hamburger that has two pieces of meat and they like double it up?
Yeah, it's a whopper. It's a double whopper.
Oh, I said it right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like making a double whopper of bad. Trying to sandwich goods and have a little sliver of bad and you're like, I'm going to make it a double whopper.
Oh, man. So, no, listen.
Whatever, Blake, we know you.
This episode... it felt all over the place. The editing was very jumpy. It was very... My feeling is that this is one of those episodes that probably suffered from COVID, where they shot some of it at one point and then they had to come back and shoot some more. And this feels like a casualty of that.
But then why fault it?
Well, because it's still a product that you got to put out. Okay. And it's still a thing. Like... You got to make it the best that you can. But the other part of it, too, is the beginning. The beginning felt very contrived to me.
The bike riding
thing? The bike riding thing. And, yeah, we're on the wrong mount. Get out of here. You know that lady, Michelle, or whoever, who's the line producer, she don't miss a beat. We know that because of the book. She don't miss nothing. Hey, yeah, we're on the wrong mountain. Get out of here.
A little cheesy. No, we have some close friends of ours who are watching Men in Kilts, are not reading the book Clanlands. They're just watching the show. And I have gotten texts from both wives saying, like, is it supposed to have this much of a cheesy, like, taste to it every once in a while?
Yeah.
This is one of those moments. This is when you're like, oh, guys.
Yeah.
You're both actors. Why didn't it feel a little more natural? Or we just own it. And that's the thing. Like, that's where I'm at, where things like that don't really, really bother me, because this is what it is. It's just like a jovial show of these two dudes who are just having fun, like playing around.
Yep.
So it shouldn't really be a bad.
Another one, too, is like when Gary shows up. I love Gary.
Is this like a triple whopper now?
It's not a triple. All right, fine.
I think you are making it a triple
I'm not going to make it a triple whopper. But the great, of course, is everything with Graham. Graham, as we all know, is my spirit animal.
He's your Patronus.
He is my spirit animal. He is my Patronus.
What's your Patronus, Harry Potter fan? Graham McTavish.
And if I were an Animagus,
you're a wizard, Harry.
I would be Graham McTavish. That would be, I would be him as my Animagus. Watching him with the whole rappelling down a mountain.
You're my Animagus.
Like, it would be me, but I'd be walking around as Graham.
With a scarf
in my latte. Like, that would be
I
me.
I love it.
Watching him rappel down that mountain, I could feel it myself, because I am terribly afraid of heights. And when he's saying, Sam, stop talking. Stop talking, Sam. And he gets down on that ledge, and he's like, he's swearing. And he's breathing. That was the best. That might be one of my favorite sequences from the entire show. I wonder if obviously Sam knows that he's afraid of heights, clearly. And that has to be a goal of his, to say, what do I get to do, get Sam to do? I mean, Graham to do next. Oh, yeah.
But let's rappel down. Then he finally says, like, oh, I feel a little bad. I feel actually really bad right now.
Yeah.
Like, well, it got to that level.
In the moment, you feel that bad, sure. But when you're planning it, it's a good idea. So that is my good. That is my bad. And that is my great. Did you feel, Mary, that we didn't get enough of your boy, Gary?
Oh, my gosh. None at all. Like, where the heck was he?
Yeah. I want more Gary in my life. Oop, hold on. Sorry. I messed up Mary's microphone here. There we go. More better.
Where are we live on Facebook? People are having a hard time finding us.
On Outlander.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Because you created the event on Mary and Blake.
So okay. That would do it. All right. Fair enough. We got a podcast to record here, Marvin.
Okay, I'm still here, Blake.
Did you feel like we got enough of Gary?
No, I don't.
Totally agree.
And especially because we already read that bit in the Clanlands book.
Yeah, right.
He brought a lot more
to the table than what we got. We got, if you read the book, and I hate being that person, oh, read the book, but if you do read the book, that you get far more insight. And what we got from that was probably, for the TV show, maybe a tenth, not even a tenth, maybe an 18th of what we got in the book. And part of me wants them to stay with Gary, just because you know that they talked about Outlander. You know that they talked about their filming. You know that they got more insight into their stories and who did what. And I want to learn more about the friendship that we know that Graham has with Gary. And I want to see the infamous Gary Lewis hugs that he holds on to you for about a minute and a half. And you're like, okay, buddy, that's enough. But we didn't get any of that, you know. So
we're just literally going to be like telling you, if you are enjoying Men in Kilts, you need to get the book Clanlands. And then you need to go back and listen to the Outlander cast podcast episodes where we just relish these moments with these guys. But I'm telling you, it's just an added layer.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this also the part? Is this the part where Graham was supposed to go? Oh, no, that's when they would go kayaking, right? When Graham was supposed to go kayaking and he waited for Sam to get onto the water. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to go down. He turned the lights off of his car.
That was something different. Yeah.
They were going kayaking.
Yes,
yeah,
but not with
but not with Gary. Not with
Gary.
Correct. And another one I wonder about is the air aspect of the episode. Mm-hmm. Like they got in a seaplane and they talked about how it was jittery and they couldn't pour a glass of whiskey. And that was about it.
Yeah, like, what did they do in air?
They didn't do nothing. They just sat in the plane. They saw the plane take off. They saw the plane land.
I did not know that a seaplane could land on land.
Yeah, right?
That was new. That's what I learned. But I didn't, like, get any, like, aerial views where I got to see, like, oh, this is where this is, and this is... Yeah, I was expecting something different from the air perspective of them being actually in the air. It's tough because... There's an island of air.
Yeah, right.
So I was getting a little confused. How did you like the swimming, though?
The swimming is great. The swimming was great because you could tell. I didn't know that Graham was a t-shirt guy. T-shirt in the water guy.
Why wear a t-shirt in the water?
Because you're standing next to Sam freaking Heughan. It'd be like me standing next to Sam Heughan.
That's why they do it. Because it makes you colder. Like, if you go in with the shirt's going to get wet, and then the cold air is going to be on the shirt. And we know that Graham has... sensitive nipples.
That's true.
We know that. So, like, why? I just don't get it. Why wear a t-shirt? But
it's cold.
Haven't we seen him? We've seen him topless.
I know, but when he
didn't have his painted on abs. I guess
that's true. He wasn't firing down a misty hill in Preston pants.
But he is like a super strong guy. I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Right. That's true.
If I had Graham's physique.
Yeah, but when you stand next to Sam Heughan, when you stand next to Sam Heughan, don't nobody look good except for Sam.
Let's talk about when he's not standing.
What do you mean?
When he's not standing upright. Let's just go for it. Let's talk about like the true meat of this double whopper.
The double whopper.
Your cousin from Boston.
The true meat of this episode was on the cliff. Was on the kilt. What was it called?
Kilt Rock.
Kilt Rock. Which.
Dude, 300 feet up in the air.
All set.
Yeah, right, guy.
However, I will say, as he was rappelling, I didn't know where he was going to go. Like, how do you get back up? And then it was just like, to me, it kind of felt like a little fake out. Like, here I go. Doot, doot, doot. Done. Climb back up.
Yeah, right. Let's see you climb that thing down there and do that and say, yeah, it was just a
cheat. I knew that there was like a ledge... That was, you know, 10 feet down.
No way. I could totally do it.
You
probably could. I couldn't. No way.
But I thought he was going to like scale the whole thing and it would be like scene from The Princess Bride just backwards, you know? That's what I was expecting. And then he just boop, boop, boop. I'm like, you could have jumped there.
That's true.
I guess it's the idea of like, you know, you're going backwards and the view. Because I'm sitting there saying, who would just go if you're just going that little far down? But I guess the view that you get while you're there is so different. How did you feel about Sam just busting?
I loved it. As someone who would totally do that, who would bust balls, I'm in. And I totally, totally would have done the thing where I would have scared him over the edge.
No.
Yep, absolutely would have done that. And I really would have felt bad just the way that Sam did.
Any famous last words? Shut up. Really? That's what you're going to say? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
My gravestones will say, shut up, Sam Heughan.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to write it in my will that you cannot attend anything having to do with my funeral.
That was so good. That was so good.
And you can tell he was being serious. He's like, shut up. I'm not kidding. Leave me the F alone.
When you are that hyper-focused and that scared, you don't want people talking to you. You don't want any of that kind of stuff. You just want to focus and not be bothered.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sam then just goes down this ledge. Like, he's like, yeah, whatevs. No problem. And Grim's saying, look at you. Look at you doing this. Get out of here. What are we doing?
I love just how long it took him to actually get to the ledge where they were like, you still need to back up.
And he thinks he's already
still
over.
On grass. And then he gets to the edge and he's like so crumpled and they say, you need to straighten your legs.
Right.
You know, he's like, oh, the poor little thing.
He's like, he stands up a little bit. And he's okay. All right. Good. Good. No way. No way.
They only had one flask at the end of this episode.
I know. I wonder why. I wonder why.
I don't know. Just poor planning.
Yeah, very poor planning.
Right?
Yep.
Five P's. Proper planning, Prince.
We got to hear about Sam's nudity on stage in this episode. We read about it earlier in the book.
Yes, and you heard about Graham's nudity as well.
Yes.
And his dad, there's no need for that, Graham.
Why is being nude on stage like a thing? It's different, I think, on television, but on stage.
Hey, your boy Daniel Radcliffe did it too.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Why is it a thing? Like, I feel like it is just for the shock factor. I'm not being a prude, like, don't be nude on stage. I just don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, I wouldn't want to be nude on camera anyway.
I mean, I'm not really into nudity in movies unless it's funny.
Sure, or it's purposeful.
Or, yeah, I mean, we're getting it on.
Yeah, like
the wedding.
The wedding, yeah.
Yep.
What we saw in this past episode.
Little bump.
The Mary, at the beginning of the episode, she said, hey, adult content, I wonder why. Do they swear? Do they do something? And then we see the little bum. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
There's the adult
content. There's the adult content.
The wee bit of a bum.
Ain't so wee, tell you that.
No.
That bum's a strong bum. That bum has been sculpted.
Truly.
From a block of granite.
It is. It's just, you know, it continues to be one of my favorite parts of this television show is just the time in the van between these two men. You really get such an appreciation for their friendship. I love the age difference. I think it would be a completely different experience if they were both in the same places in life and experiences. But the fact that they're both actors who come from Scotland, who have different passions, who have different quirks about them. They're both quirky.
Yes.
They're both very, very, very quirky.
But before we continue, we're going to talk about our sponsor for this evening, ScotlandShop.com.
Oh, yes.
So ScotlandShop.com is an amazing place.
It is.
And they know that kilts come in hundreds of different of tartans and fabrics. And of course, they have to be made to fit you, the consumer, or me, you know, this jabroni who has kilt but wants to get some more. And, you know, it's a lot of information, especially when you see them all. It's a little daunting to go through it all. So actually, ScottandShop.com, they offer virtual appointments via video call. So they can actually talk you through how to order and help you take your measurements.
Personal.
I know, man, right?
You feel like you're Graham and Sam from the episode where they're getting fitted for things.
Right, and they tell you even the accessories to get.
Oh, I
to
love
get.
It.
Because, you know, when you get the kilt, you got to get, like, the pin that holds it all together. You got to get the spore, you got to get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you got to get the thing that holds up your socks. And they tell you what to get, how to get it, what to wear, all the colors, all of it. Stuff, they take care of you. So they even offer a clan consultation. If you can't work out which tot you want to wear, they'll tell you, this is the one you got to do.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
They
right?
are experts.
Tell you all about the history of it. They're amazing. They're really good people.
And that's it. Blake and I have been talking with them and working with them, and they are just very kind human beings. So if you'd like to get to know more about your family history in regards to the tartans, or if you just want to check them on out, ScotlandShop.com is the place to go. They don't just have kilts. Okay, I've got blankets. We've got hats.
Pillows, hats.
We've got it's yes.
It's all your clan tartans.
Yes.
And you know what the best part of it is, Mary?
Tell me.
You get 15% off. You go there, ScotlandShop.com. You get 15% off with the coupon code or the discount code, OutlanderCast.
Love it.
One word. That's it. That's all you got to do. You get in there. You tell them OutlanderCast sent you. They're going to treat you like kings. They're going to treat you like the Bonnie Prince.
There you go.
They're going to love you. Love you.
Okay.
They'll take you to Sky when you need to.
Well, on that note, we wanted to remind you that this, of course, being a podcast, we know a lot of our friends right now are joining us live. We actually released a podcast episode all about the Culloden chapter in Clanlands.
Yes.
And Blake and I have this rule. The book is the book. The show is the show. Blake, what are your opinions now that we are almost done with the show and almost done with the book? Do you feel like one is so far better than the other? Do you feel like they should be a companion piece?
Well, Janine here, before I forget, Janine here says on YouTube, we need an Outlander cast tartan.
That would be lovely.
I'm not going to say no to that. As a matter of fact, I will contact ScotlandShop.com and see what we can do. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Sorry, what was your question, Marvin?
How do you feel about the show versus the book? Or do you think that they're true companion pieces that just brilliantly Are they like a paired wine and steak?
Yes, definitely a paired wine and steak. The show is good because it gives you...
I think
you...
I'm hungry. I'm talking a lot about meat.
I know. We just... Oh, no, I don't have it loud enough. Okay. Yeah, definitely wine and steak. I would say that the show is the wine and the book is the steak. Book's going to fill you up. Book is going to give you all the details. Book is going to take you on a journey. Show is the thing that just gives it that last little zing. It's going to fill you up.
I wouldn't say last little zing, but it gives it that flavor. I mean, the audio and visual aspects of it. Whoo. Sign me up.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it. That's the thing that brings it all together. You know? Okay. It brings it all together. The wine brings it all together. It shows you everything, shows you them, it shows you Sam punching his balls. It shows you the midges. Because, you know, you hear about the midges in the book, but you don't get the full midge effect.
No, you do not. You don't get to see the pain and agony that he goes through with these midges.
Well,
or even Graham coming up from the cliff and the round of applause. Like, I loved how they had that shot where they really got to show all of the crew who was right there, who really appreciated, like, because you could tell they're all like, oh my gosh, we didn't realize his fear was this big of a deal. Like, right. We all feel bad. We're glad he's alive. He didn't have, like, a heart attack on the little ridge and stuff.
Poor guy was red.
He was not all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad he is okay, though.
Yes, yes.
He made it.
I would say if you want the full experience with Sam and Graham, get the book, watch the show, and if it's going to be the book, do the Audible version of it. And I say that because it's kind of the best of both worlds with the Audible version, because you get the somewhat of the dynamic between the two in the Audible, whereas if you're just reading the book, it's written as if it's like a script almost, and it feels very canned.
I like how Donna is saying this. Donna says, the book is for the soul. The show is eye candy. The gentleman, their chemistry, the Scotland poem.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Something much more eloquent than whatever I would say. Much more.
Love it. Well, We're really loving it. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. Having this as a treat during the pandemic has just satiated our desire to be in Scotland. We were supposed to be in Scotland this year, seeing one of our dear friends getting married this winter, then this spring. And alas, we are not able to. But through this show and through this book, we feel like we're a little bit there in spirit. So definitely excited about it. We do want to let people know there's some big things brewing in Outlander. So we got, of course, the little teaser.
Yes.
We got, of course, the news that the latest books, Bees, has been finished. Diana has finished writing it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep.
We don't have a publication date yet, but
it's up to the publisher.
We do want to make sure that all of you know, if you're interested in reading this book when the publisher does release it, and you want to kind of be caught up, you just want to be fresh on the Outlander book knowledge, make sure to join our Facebook community called the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club. Now, I'll be real. I know a lot of people have left Facebook over this past year. I appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, I do too.
But here's what I'm going to tell you. You can pick and choose your friends. And if you want to be part of this really special community where it's book readers who are going over the series, it's a really special, beloved community, the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club, particularly our friend and staff member, Angela Hickey, she's leading this read-along book club to help kind of get you up to snuff on the latter books that lead right up until the release of Bees. So make sure you head on over there. I'm going to be joining for some book club fun with some novellas in the month, approximately the month of June. So you want to make sure you're in there. And even if you haven't read the other books before and you just want to start, all are welcome. All are welcome. So once again, it's the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club on Facebook.
Go check it out, especially as, you know, in preparation for Bees. You know, I know all you nerds can't wait for Bees to come out. And this is going to be a really good tool for you to utilize when you want to prepare. By the way, somewhat Outlander adjacent, George R.R. Martin.
I mean, he and Diana get together a lot.
They hang out in the coffee shop in Arizona.
Yeah.
Wherever they are. I don't know if it's like Tempe or...
We don't do Arizona. I know we're in Rhode Island, which is the size of a peanut. Okay.
Yeah, sure. This Phoenix is the size of Arizona. So they hang out in Arizona together. And he actually just signed an 8-figure deal with HBO to develop all of the Game of Thrones prequels. So for all of you Game of Thrones nerds who are waiting for the final Game of Thrones book, Winds of Winter, to come, or A Dream of Spring, rather, whatever, it doesn't matter. It ain't coming anytime soon. It ain't coming anytime
soon. Maybe he and Diana had like a bet where she was like, I'm going to beat you.
Oh, Peggy says Scottsdale.
I'm going to beat you.
Yeah. And she had like 3 books to write and he only had 2.
Well, she's still not done.
Yeah, I know.
She still has 10, but she's beating him. I bet you that whoever gives them their latte orders was like, my money's on Diana.
Sure.
My money would be on her, too. Woman's on a mission. Determined. Seriously, yes.
Woman is on a mission. I don't blame her.
All right, so much exciting news going on, of course.
The time when we interviewed her, I told her to take her vitamins.
He did. If you haven't heard our interview with Diana Gabaldon.
The latest one, because we've got multiple.
Yeah, the latest one.
The latest one, where I was like, Diana,
is it the one where she was nervous about the coyotes?
Eating her dogs?
Yeah.
And I was like, Diana, do me a favor. And she's like, yeah, what? Like, she was all serious. I'm like, take your vitamins.
We need you to finish these books.
You gotta finish. Can't go without your story there, kiddo. Oh, man.
That was funny.
You got anything else to say about this episode, Marvin, before we let this episode go?
No, just keep staying tuned. Make sure you're subscribed. We've got a lot of fun things, of course, happening in our neck of the woods at maryandblake.com. So, yeah, just keep on trudging along. We're going to keep on going with Clanlands and Men in Kilt. And on that note, it's time to wrap up the show.
Let's do it, shall we?
Yes.
You know, Marvin, one of the things that we didn't bring up about this episode was that they filmed at that area where they shot Alien and Transformers. And another one, too, Prometheus, the movie Prometheus, was shot in sky as well.
Very cool.
Well, some of it was, like the beginning portion of it. Isn't that really cool?
It is.
So when you're looking at it, you're like, man, this is really gorgeous. Like, it's beautiful. And of course, because people look at it and they say, yeah, we're shooting a movie here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great, man.
That's right.
Looks so cool. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. You're right.
I know.
Once again, they were just there and then they left. So I just need more. I need more time with Sam and Graham. Well,
or less things. Less things.
Hey.
Spend more time with Gary.
But right now, I'm thankful for anything.
That's true.
I'm thankful
Good point.
For anything. And I'm thankful especially for you, our listeners. You have plugged us in your ear pods or you're tuning in and streaming us in some kind of device. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to enjoy Men in Kilt with us. Know that Blake and I honestly, truly, from the bottom of our hearts, are thankful for your listenership, your views, your reviews on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcatcher of choice. Feel free to email us, maryandblakemedia@gmail.com. If we do something that you like, if we do something you don't like, just be careful because it hurts my feelings.
Not mine. I'll tell you, go pound sand.
But know that you can always tune in for us live. We actually have a complimentary texting service where I send you a free text to let you know, guess what? We're live. So you can join us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. It's super simple. You text the phone. If you're in the U.S., you could take out your phone and you text the phone number 81010. Yes, there aren't 10 numbers in it. It's okay. Trust me. 81010. And in the message field, the @ OutlanderCast. So all one word, @OutlanderCast. And that will get you on our complimentary texting reminder service. And our friends who are international, there is a way to do it as well. Just email us, maryandblakemedia@gmail.com, and we will give you the hookup.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, man, Marvin. I think we only got like 3 more episodes of this left. That's it. 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. Then we're done.
Yeah.
Then we're done for a while.
So sad.
I think we only got 3 more chapters left of the book.
I know.
Then we're done.
I know.
And then what the hell are we going to do next?
We're going to rewatch it all on your nice big TV.
That's right. We got some fun stuff coming up for Outland. I'm just going to throw that out there. We got some good interviews that are coming up. I can't announce them quite yet, but we got them all lined up. We're ready to go.
Yes.
So after this, when this all, we ain't going anywhere. We're going nowhere. Where are you going? Nowhere.
I don't know. The last thing I just want to let everybody know, in case you weren't aware, a lot of our podcasts are sponsored by my company, MinuteWithMary.com. You can actually find it just by searching the hashtag MinuteWithMary.
That's right.
I am in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, U.S., Mexico, a bunch of countries in Europe. And
here's a special thing, too.
Yeah.
Go to MinuteWithMary.com/discount. It's a discount on one of Mary's chosen few products that she wants to give you, the one that she loves the most. For right now, she thinks this is the best one I can give to my listeners. It's just for you listeners. MinuteWithMary.com/discount. What's the one that's going on right now?
Twisted Epic Mascara. Oh, everybody loves mascara, right?
Yes.
So, MinuteWithMary.com/discount. We'll be in touch with you all soon. We'll see you again. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Mary.
My name is Blake.
And you have been listening to Outlander Cast.